Welcome to our Diocese of Cleveland Innovation Series. I'm Franco Lynn, here speaking with Christina Ropel, classroom teacher, a fifth grade math, science, and religion teacher at Seton Catholic School in Hudson. She's here to talk to us about her work and particularly an innovation in her school, Lemonade Day. So Christina, welcome to our Innovation Series. I hope you could introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about your role at the school.
Yeah, my name is Christina Ropel. Thank you for having me. I teach fifth grade. This is my 14th year of teaching Lemonade Day at Seton. So I have a little bit of experience in the beginning to what we have now, because we've worked on it a little bit over time. But I currently have two children also here at Seton, a seventh grader and an eighth grader. So we're prepping a little bit for high school. So I've been through this program both as a teacher and as a parent, which has been fascinating.
That is awesome. And thanks for our listeners who may not know, could you tell us what is Lemonade Day and how did your school become involved in it?
Yeah, so Lemonade Day is a youth entrepreneurship program. It was kickstarted a few years before I came to Seton through the Burton D. Morgan Foundation, and then they continued while I was still here. But it's all about the foundation skills that kids need to become an entrepreneur, starting their own business, and using life skills in order to have a successful business.
Great. And these, I understand that they're actually creating a lemonade stand or a business out of themselves as fifth graders. Is this something that is part of the curriculum? Is this something that is extra to the curriculum? How do you integrate it here in the school?
So we, over the years, have incorporated it into all of our core subjects. My partner teachers and I, we work together to kind of put together this whole program to promote business relationships and encourage the students to start their own business, run a business, focusing on the four P's of Lemonade Day: price, profit, place, and product. So we kind of look at those four P's and we think about how we can incorporate it into all of our core subjects. So for me, it's math, science, and religion. And then my partner teacher does all the language arts, social studies aspects of it. But then we've also tied it into our specials classes the past couple of years, where our art teacher gets involved, our computer teacher. The only one we haven't included yet is Spanish. But this year, she's going to try to put some of their jingles that we create into a Spanish light form, I guess, so we can kind of incorporate it there as well. But our Spanish teacher runs our technology department, so she also makes commercials with them. So we've tried to include it in every aspect that we can here at Seton.
It's awesome that you've found so many ways to integrate it. And can you give us examples of how Lemonade Day connects with the academic skills you teach in any of those subjects?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my classes for math, we'll calculate average prices, we'll do cost comparisons, we'll do Best Buy examples. So would we go shopping at maybe Costco or Walmart or Giant Eagle? Who has the Best Buy based on average cost? So in math class, we'll work on how to do all those calculations. We'll work on recipes and, you know, using fraction concepts to double or triple their recipes if they're making certain items. We'll work on a budget that they have to go to a loan board and actually present their budget to the loan board and ask for a certain amount to go buy the items for their lemonade stand. So we kind of put all of that together through our math classes in particular. In science, we focus on a lot of health, sanitation, safety, germs, like don't touch the money and then touch the food. And we'll talk about temperature changes, like should we sell hot chocolate or should we sell, you know, slushies? You know, what's going to be the best thing for the temperature that's outside and how are we going to keep it cool? And then in religion, one of our biggest aspects, the first thing we do is we tell the kids that 25% of our profits are going to be donated to a charity of their choice. So as a team, they have to decide what charity they want to represent. And then after all is said and done, 25% of their profits. And then usually a lot of our teams also do a charity jar for additional money to be sent to their charity. And last year we donated just to the charities over $3,000. So yeah, so that's just my class portion. But in language arts, they work on letters to their locations that they're going to be selling lemonade in front of. They do descriptive writing pieces because they have to come up with a mascot and a brand. So they have to say where their mascot originated from. They'll write slogans and jingles. So it can get a little intense as far as all the things we do. But we didn't always do all of these things. This is just kind of what's built over time.
Yes, over the, what did you say, 14 years of your time there. And so, yeah, that's, it doesn't have to start maybe so fully integrated, but that is just impressive, the level of integration you have there. And that is, must really take this, what's very real world learning, must really take it to the next level for students to be engaging in it multiple times throughout the day. That's just fantastic.
Newest part that we've added in is we have now an innovation center. So our students are now creating t-shirts that they're, you know, wearing on the day of, or they're doing 3D printing, something they can incorporate. So those are, again, newer pieces that we are just adding in last year and this year with some of the technology that we've been granted.
There are all the core content areas and the content areas you mentioned. There's also some specifically business and entrepreneurial concepts in here too, right? What are some of the things that they're learning around business and entrepreneurship the students are starting to grasp through being part of Lemonade Day?
So with their business plan that they come up with, the first thing we do is they have to have this plan that they go before our seat and loan board. And in the loan board, they have to ask our loan board parents if they can have money to go out shopping for their materials. So that's one of the first steps of running their business. They came up with their business plan. They have their branding all done. Now they have to get their loan to go out and actually buy all of their materials. And then after that, they actually become the entrepreneurs. They're out selling and promoting themselves throughout the community. And then coming back, then we start doing all of the 20. Well, first, we always pay back the loan board, and then 25% goes to our charity. And then the remaining portion, which is their favorite part, gets split up between their team members, and they actually get their own paycheck. So it's a nice tie-in.
Yes. Wow. So they're clicking on all cylinders here. I'd love to hear some of the stories of how do students respond to this challenge? They're engaged in this from multiple angles, and they're creating and running their own lemonade business. What's the student response been like?
The students are always excited. They're from the beginning of fifth grade, they want to know, when is Lemonade Day going to start? So they're already talking about it. We generally do our kickoff in March. So it gives us about 2 months to run the entire program. We usually sell the first weekend of May. But from the beginning of this school year, they're excited. A lot of them have siblings that have already gone through the program. So they kind of were there in that aspect. But the best part about our seating community is how involved they get. We always have the middle schoolers that come back to help support the fifth graders in their journeys. And they're always walking around telling them how good they are. And then they're reminiscing on their times of selling lemonade during Lemonade Day. So our community, our teachers are amazing, and they just get really excited to not even just do it, but to come back and see it.
Yes. I love that. It's such a, you're describing something that's part of the culture of the school now. And obviously the older kids have gone through it and the younger kids look forward to it. Is there a particular moment or story that stands out for you from Lemonade Days past?
No particular story. I feel like just how much we've built the program over the years has been really exciting. The mayor gets really involved. Like 2 years ago, he was riding around in a bus showing people around the city and stopped at every single stand. And I thought that was amazing. Just the city showing their support for the Seton students. But they also give us a proclamation to be able to sell lemonade that weekend. So the students actually get to go to the board meeting to see that happen, which is pretty exciting. So I just think the buildup of all the events to their final product, and then watching their smiling faces when they're surprised with how much money they donate to charity. That's always what makes me the happiest out of this entire program.
That is awesome. And I know I've been at the school. In fact, I recall being there when someone was setting up for an entrepreneur fair. But as I recall, it was more than just lemonade, right? There's a culture of entrepreneurship at Seton Catholic School. Tell us a little bit about that and maybe how this fits in that whole, this sounds like this is has been snowballing into a movement, right? How does this all fit together?
So it initially started with just lemonade and some snacks. And then over the years, it's developed a little bit more into hot dogs and cotton candy and extra things being sold. But one of my favorite pieces is even this year, the students are already talking about how they do a lot of 3D printing and they love selling the things that they create. So they're already talking about, well, what can I create that I can sell at my lemonade stand? And I have some students that are really into baking and are part of a baking club, and they're already talking about the things that they want to bake and sell. So just getting what they're thinking about and getting ready for Lemonade Day and how they're going to add not just lemonade or cookies, but their own interests to their stand is really fascinating.
That's awesome. And you mentioned the Burton D. Morgan Foundation by name, which I believe they are in their headquartered there in Hudson, right? But this is also Young Entrepreneur Institute, YEI, right? Could you tell us about the organization? Because this is not just for one school. This is a larger movement, right?
Yeah. So it started with the Burton D. Morgan Foundation when I first was here. And then a couple of years ago, it got transferred over to YEI. I did a podcast with them as well, where I was teaching other schools, public and private, about what Lemonade Day is. And it's really been fascinating coordinating with their representatives just to get supplies. One of the things that they send out to schools are some workbooks to help teachers get started with some curriculum ideas. But they have a whole website, lemonadeday.org, that's really full of resources just to start little and then you can build as you go. But it's literally everything you would need to get a program started.
Great. So a teacher or a school leader or someone listening to this could go to lemonadeday.org and get the turnkey startup materials, like the things to think about, the plans to do. And I'm sure it'll take some years to fully integrate like you all have, but they could get started right away, right?
Right. And the other part of the story that's really neat is this actually started with a family who wanted to teach their little girl about starting and running their own business. There's a book that they have out called It All Started with a Turtle. And they talk about how their daughter wanted this turtle, and they said that she had to do something in order to earn the money to get it. So it's a really fascinating story of where this brand came from. And it's not just with like locally in Hudson. There's public school districts around us that do it as well, but it's now all over the United States and further. So it's expanded a lot.
That is awesome. And you have all done just such a tremendous job of integrating it there at Seton Catholic School. I'm wondering, what are you thinking about for future years? Are there plans to even further deepen or further directions you're thinking about?
Just try to use what we have as far as new technology or ways to incorporate the new technology with the students and a lot with their interests. This group that we have this year are very artsy. And they love drawing. So I'm hoping that that can be utilized. We try to tailor some of the specifics to the groups that we have. So where in the past we would make business cards, we haven't done that in a few years because the kids are using a lot of our Google Docs to make brochures and other things like that. So I'm hoping, as technology is taking off, we can utilize that a little bit more.
That is awesome to hear. And this is such a great example of making learning meaningful, that they're using their knowledge meaningfully. Are there things that you see from students participating in Lemonade Day that a traditional classroom lesson might not bring about?
I feel like everything we do ties in somewhere. Even when we're creating jingles and slogans, like we can tie that into their music lessons, or we can tie it into like the history of businesses and how slogans over time have changed, or how slogans and jingles have kind of tied together to become one for a company.
That's beautiful integration that you all have there. It's really incredible. And for those who are listening, it doesn't have to come out of the gate that way in the first year, right?
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Can evolve over time like you all have, with great dedicated leadership and teaching and coordination among all of you. It's really exemplary. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Are there, especially if considering our audience is people who are we're spreading innovations here. Is there a message you have for people who might be thinking about starting a lemonade day themselves?
And I think just going in and having that entrepreneurial mindset of just wanting to teach the kids how to start or run even the smallest of businesses, you know, just having them think about branding and looking at other companies and why do they have the colors or the slogans or who do they advertise to, you know, starting small and then building from that. But going to lemonade.org, they give you a lot of great resources to start small and then just building every year off of that. Because there might be something you do that you're like, oh, next year I might not do that, which, you know, has happened a couple of times with us. But we've just built off of it and said, we didn't quite like how that went. So let's change it and do it a different way.
It's a great example of the entrepreneurial mindset. Listening to feedback, adjusting, and then coming back the next year with a revised product, or in the case of this case, a program that's meeting the kids' needs. That is just outstanding. I'm so grateful for your leadership in this area and for the tremendous work that you're doing with the students there, but also for your willingness to share with us. And I'm hopeful that other people listening to this are going to be inspired and they'll set their sights to do as fantastic a job as you are all doing there at Seton. So thank you so much for your ministry and your leadership.
Yeah, thank you. And this year, I think I'm pretty positive we're going to be selling the first weekend of May throughout Hudson. So if anyone's interested to see what it looks like, feel free to come to the Hudson Square. We should have about 10 stands set up this year, and the kids are going to be really excited. We do it rain or snow sometimes. Yeah. We've had in the past. And sometimes it's beautiful and sunny, but we've even found that on our rainiest days, we still have the best time and we still receive profit and we still donate a lot of money to charity, which is amazing.
That is fantastic. All right. So our teachers should be checking out, or our educators should check out lemonadeday.org, and they should also mark their calendars for the first weekend in May and get out there, support Lemonade yeah. Day and learn. We can all learn together and support the kids who are doing a fantastic job as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll post our information on our Seton Facebook page. If anyone's interested in kind of following along, we'll have our stands up and information there too.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Christina, for taking the time to talk about this with our audience. And thank you for the wonderful ministry you provide for our kids every day, and especially on Lemonade Day every year. Thank you, and
thank
God
you.
Bless.
Thank you for having me.